This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with news for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. Port Townsend got a taste of the storm conditions that continue to blanket much of the country, with a mini blizzard dumping several inches of snow in Port Townsend on Wednesday afternoon. But it tapered off in the early evening, and much of it melted away overnight. According to the National Weather Service, we have a chance of rain and snow tonight and Friday morning, with some rain expected every day for the next week. The only freezing temperatures during that time could occur tonight, according to the forecast. Several scattered power outages were reported in Port Townsend and unincorporated Jefferson County, with about 30 individual South County customers still without electricity on Thursday morning. PUD spokesman Will O'Donnell told KPTZ about two major outages in Quilcene and Cape George that were repaired overnight. He said the large outages are easily diagnosed and repaired more quickly, while it can be a bit trickier to restore power to individual rural customers. Despite several cars ending up in county ditches, we had no reports of cars taking out power poles, a situation that can knock out power for multiple customers and take up to 8 hours to repair. O'Donnell said we were fortunate in that respect. In other PUD news, crews are almost finished with taking down the above-ground power lines on Water Street between the ferry dock and Taylor Street. These lines have been out of service for about 2 years since new utility lines were placed underground. The PUD will now install streetlights on that stretch of road, but the utility poles will remain standing for another year. Wave Cable and CenturyLink still have above-ground cables, which they are scheduled to remove. The storm canceled sailings on the Port Townsend-Coopville ferry route on Wednesday, although the boats are now back in operation. Even before this week's snowfall, the Washington State Ferry System reported a 3% drop in annual ridership, attributing this to last year's snowy conditions. During last February's snowstorm, only 10,000 ferry customers were counted on some days, down from the average of 50 or 60,000 daily passengers. While there was an overall decrease in ridership throughout the ferry system, the Port Townsend-Coopville route recorded a slight increase of 0.5%. This was due to what the system described as a 6.2% surge in walk-on passengers, while the vehicle count increased by 1.3%. The overall decrease is only a drop in the bucket, as the ferry system predicts ridership will grow 30% in the next 20 years. To accommodate this, the system's long-range plan calls for the construction of 16 new vessels. Jefferson County is soliciting applications from citizens, landowners, special purpose districts, and nonprofit organizations to apply for funds meant to protect open space lands through the county's Conservation Futures Program. Approximately $235,000 are available this year, with a maximum of $41,000 available to each individual for maintenance of any property acquired by the fund. The application deadline is March 27th. For more information, visit the Jefferson County Board of Health's webpage. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.